The fifth quarter.
A kick towards right half back. Rowan has taken the mark. And that will do us from the MCG. A game that really deserved no fans because it's been an absolute hard nightmare and hard work to watch. But they got the job done, Geelong, and they will go to their break 8-3. 8-13-61, Collingwood 6-15-51. Enjoy the song, Cap fans. Here you go.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
So the Cats led by 12 points at quarter time. They led by 31 at half time. Held goalless in the third quarter. The margin was back to 24. And in the end, Collingwood kicked 5-3 in a more open and free-flowing final term to get the job done by 10 points. 8-13-61 to Collingwood 6-15-51. Geelong 8-3 as they turn for home.
So stand up and fight. Remember our tradition. Stand up and fight. It's always our ambition throughout the game to fight with all our might, because we're the mighty blue and white. And when the ball is bounced to the final bell, stand up and fight like hell.
Well, we couldn't wait for the final bell, to be honest, because it wasn't the most entertaining of games. We'll see on K-Rock Football this year, but we hope you enjoyed it wherever you were listening that final quarter. Thanks to Metricon Dual Occupancy. We will hopefully be speaking with one of the victorious Cats, and we've posed the question, or about to pose the question, as we always do post-game, Benny, and we just ask for your thoughts.
Well, Daz Broncos suggesting, is there any chance we could show this game to the coronavirus? There's a fair chance the virus would dissolve itself rather than having to survive this. So, look, Cat fans are a couple of ones, though. Brendan Davey, would love to see Hawkins' heat map today. Has been enormous. He was good. He did work up and down the ground.
Yeah, he did.
Tommy Hawkins. So, great sign. And Cameron, I mentioned, albeit it was unconvincing, Cameron and Hawkins did kick 5 of the Cats' 8 goals. So, good signs from those two key forwards still getting involved. Cameron, again, kicking 2-2 from really limited. He only had 9 kicks for the game. He has an ability to influence the game without getting huge numbers. So, look, there were some positives for Geelong, albeit it was a pretty difficult game to watch. Parfitt had 30 possessions. Not often he would get 30 in a game. So were 26. Narkle backed up his another good game. Really good in the first half. Drifted out a little bit in the second, but ended up with 24.
Medicus on the KFC Twitter. Thanks to KFC. Download the KFC app today to get your tasty KFC delivered. Absolute debacle. As much fun to watch as a press conference from the Victorian Premier.
Days like this, you just got to... I think it's just another example for me, Kingy. I know I've said it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We have 18 clubs these days, and we expect every player, which is about 40-odd, 40 to 45 at every player, to be an elite standard AFL player, and it's simply not the case. You take high talent out of your side, and you're going to struggle, particularly when you're playing against a team like Collingwood, that all they really wanted to do in the first 3.5 quarters was to stop the scoreboard pain, if you like, the way that they played their game of footy. That's what they were doing. It's just really interesting stuff for where the game is at. We just think there all these good players grow on trees, and it's just not the case.
Sometimes though, games just fall into that category, though. You know, one team maybe drags the other one down, or vice versa, and you know,
absolutely.
And I'm tipping it was quite blustery at the MCG. Mentioning the player we talked to post game. I mean, it's easy from the cheap seats, but just I mentioned it in the pregame when they were lining up for the ceremony that it appeared to be really blustery.
Yeah.
So that probably would play a part, particularly at goal kicking and 8-15 versus 8-13 suggests.
Yeah, Ben, absolutely, you're right. We've seen a few of these games this year. We've seen North Melbourne, similar tactics down here at Cadinia Park. Gold Coast last week, similar tactics. Collingwood, it's what you're now expected to do in the world of the AFL. If you're coaching the talent, well, if you don't have a whole lot of talent in your team, or you've got a young team, you are expected to coach in a manner that protects the scoreboard, and it's very, very defensive, and it needs to be slow. That's what the expectation is of everybody. But and it does, when you double it up with conditions that are blustery, this is what you get.
Cats and Collingwood making their way off the MCG. Fifth quarter is underway. Happy to hear from you, Cat fans. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. We've got the double pass to Next Level Skirmish to give away, and that will go with one of our Kangaroo Jack Sharon footballs for our caller of the day. But there'll be three other Kangaroo Jack Sharon footballs to give away.
I like the name.
Thanks to Narana Cultural Centre. We're also going to speak with one of the victorious Cats. Fingers crossed, all going to plan. Can tell you that we have got a score coming through from the Gabba between the Brisbane Lions and the GWS Giants, and that it is the at three-quarter time, the Lions 14-10-94, putting the hurt on the Giants 5-3-33. As we go downstairs, and we'll be able to take the song for you. A very quiet Geelong Rooms. You won't get the throngs of people. Well, you haven't had those for a while anyway, but it's players and staff only, and the song with no linking of arms. Here it is. If that sounded like We Are Geelong, it's probably a bit hard to decipher because the players are wearing masks, which, I don't know, they've just been out on a footy field next to each other for four quarters and now they're wearing masks. I know it's supposed to be worn indoors, but I think it's all very much aesthetics that they're doing that for.
100% kingy. Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous,
yeah,
really.
It's all,
they've just crashed into each other.
It's optics.
It is optics.
It's optics. We're going to take a break.
I don't know why we persist with that. It happens in horse race, thoroughbred racing as well. It's all just to do with aesthetics so that people think these things are actually happening and they're not.
Because optics apparently have become very important to everyone in the community. And the only thing with optics, King, is most of the time there's no substance underneath them, which is really poor. It leads into why clubs now play the way that they do, i.e. Collingwood. It's better apparently to have a boring game and learn nothing, but as long as the scores are relatively close, you just move on to the next week, which is a really interesting part of footy that we're in at the moment.
10 points was the margin. Fiona's joined us on the line. Fiona, thanks for your call.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Probably ready to move on from today very quickly, Fiona, and hopefully the Cats find something a little bit more, with a bit more spark between now and Port Adelaide.
Well, they wore some good jumpers today, so their jumpers are really looking great, but Jack Henry, is he playing All-Australian form at the moment?
Neely.
Well, Fiona, two things there. I agree with you. One of the highlights of the day for me were the jumpers that both sides had on. I thought they looked fantastic. Yeah, Jack Henry's a very good player. He's having a terrific year. Fiona, we had an interesting discussion, I thought, pre-game about the All-Australian team and how we think it should be promoted, elevated to a higher level than where it stands, and to actually pick the players according to their role. And we agree with you. We think the season that Jack Henry is putting together, that he, if you're looking for that third tall defender, he'd be right in the discussion. So really good pickup.
What do you think of the game, Fiona?
It was all right. The fire pit was nice at halftime to watch instead, but it got us through the day.
You didn't nod off, did you, Fiona, during the game at all?
No sleeping.
Okay. Wasn't far off it at some point.
Hey, Fiona, good call. You're in the draw for one of those Kangaroo Jack Sharon footballs. Thanks to Narana Cultural Centre. Really appreciate your call, Fiona, and thanks for listening to K-Rock Football. And
it's fire pit sort of weather, isn't it?
It is fire pit weather.
I think Snake and Johnny McKinnon might be doing a bit of fire pit action.
Are they
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Good evening
it's separate, to both of them. Separate homes.
Yeah, no. Well, I think there was a COVID check. There's a bit of caregiving, I think.
Right.
Yeah. So, they're just enjoying a little bit of snack, crackle and pop around the fire.
Right. And does the caregiving involve glasses with green labels on them?
I think that may have been part of the package.
Right.
I'm not sure the green may... Yeah, probably potentially green or maybe red.
Red.
Yes.
Right. Brandon Parfitt is going to be our post-match guest very shortly. We're just waiting to hear from the Cats when we will be talking with him, but happy to take your calls, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. We might get away a break while the Cats are in a little post-match meeting, and we'll give Brandon Parfitt a call very shortly to have a chat to him from down in the MCG rooms. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 for Kangaroo Jack Footies to give away away. We've got plenty of callers in the mix for our from pre-game and also post-game. Great call from Fiona about Jack Henry. Look forward to hearing from you on the other side of this and your KFC tweets as well. KFC, download the KFC app today to get your tasty KFC delivered.
Just hearing too that it could be Melbourne tins.
Is it really? Well, the boys are listening, so that's nice. APCO now toasting awesome jaffles at APCO Cafe 24/7. Geelong by 10 points this afternoon at the MCG. Live, breathe, carol footy. The fifth quarter.